part of the Wall Street Business Network on Twitter at 880 The Biz.
880 The Biz, South Florida's only all-business station, welcomes you to Freed on Business. He grew up in South Florida, has been in business here since the early 90s, and has closed
billions and billions
of dollars in deals. He's seen it all. He always has an opinion, and he's always ready to share it. Informed, entertaining, and connected. He has his finger on the throbbing pulse of South Florida's business community. He's Jim Freed, exclusively on 880 The Biz. To talk to Jim and his guest, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, here's your host, Jim Freed.
Thank you so much, Wanda, and thank you to all my fans as well for all of that. I want to welcome everybody back to Freed on Business. It's been a while since I've been in the studio. Well, we have two or three remotes in a row, Wanda?
Think so. I kind of missed you.
I don't know. I'm going to be out of the remote next week, too.
Oh, come on.
I think so.
Okay, good for those folks.
Yeah, well, I'm going to be with the guys from the UF Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. We'll be honoring Armando Codina. But let's get on to this week's show. This week's show is awesome. We have got Shira Casal. She is the CEO of the Children's Bereavement Center. They've got their big fundraiser coming up. We like to profile them every year because they do really good work.
Yes, they
do. And I've
got
some interesting questions I think I want to ask her this week. Then we've got DJ Van Curen. He's the big family office real estate guy. Got the Family Office Real Estate Magazine. He's a big shot at the Heyman family office out in Los Angeles. He's connected. He's a book writer and author. And we're going to talk to him about what the impact of blockchain is going to be on real estate. I actually talked about this morning at lunch with one of my banker friends. It's going to be real interesting. I think you really need a diagram to understand, but hopefully DJ can translate it into child for me. And then, of course, we're going to talk about why people need to get out and vote. I'll tell you right now why you need to get out and vote. You get out and vote now. Vote early because the lines are going to be incredibly long, and this is important. Go out there, research the candidates. Please look into my niece, Nikki Freed, who's running for a statewide office. So if you're a registered voter in Florida, you can vote for Nikki Freed. Please look into Nikki Freed. She's running for state agriculture and consumer affairs commissioner. She's compassionate. She's terrific. I think that when you look into Nikki Freed, that you will vote for her, just like I did, just like my friends did, just like a lot of Republicans I know that are crossing lines, just like a lot of independents. She's polling strong with everybody, so please look into Nikki Freed, and I'll be with her tomorrow when she's meeting with Barack Obama. It'll be pretty cool.
Wow.
I'm very excited about that. Mm-mm. Never met Barack Obama. Perhaps tomorrow's the day.
Ooh.
That's right. Well, let's go to break. We've got Shira Casal holding on the line. I want to make sure we get to her. So, Wanda, let's play something nice.
Gotta be cool, relax, get hit, and get on my tracks.
I like beer, okay?
Jim Freed.
I like beer. Boys like beer, girls like beer, I like beer.
You like beer, Senator?
And Wanda Miles.
No, thanks. I think I'll have some breakfast wine. You can't drink my wine.
I like beer!
On 880, The Biz.
It's time to stop the hate and spread some love. You are beautiful, you're smart, you are awesome, and you never have to change for anybody. You have the voice and you have the power. We are so much stronger when we come together. It's your choice, so choose to be inspired. Choose to be accepting, be strong, be brave, be awesome, be daring, be kind. Choose kindness.
Why, Wanda, what was that?
What was what?
You just played some like inter, you played a segment there.
Oh, it's spot. The kindness PSA from country all-star Carrie Underwood.
Oh, well, it's
I
very
it.
Nice.
I think we need to add a little kindness. That's just
well, I think
my
we
thought.
Do.
All
I
right.
think we do. I
moving
think
right
do.
Along.
Well, moving right along. Warren Henry, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry, Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. They're all exceptional cars, and they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be, too. That's right. So join me as a Warren Henry member of their family. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
I drive for a living. I need my traffic reports.
Their traffic reports always get me to work on time.
Traffic, weekdays on 880 The Biz, where money talks. You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we're back, and we're on with Shira Cassell. She's the CEO of the Children's Bereavement Center. They've got an amazing event coming up, but I don't want to talk about it. I want her to. Welcome to the show, Shira. Am I getting that right, Shira?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Thank you for having me, Jim.
Oh, it's my absolute pleasure. So let's talk a little bit about what the Children's Bereavement Center does, because I think it fills a very important role in our society.
Agreed. So what we do is we offer free grief peer support groups for children, teens, and adults. And we have 10 sites in South Florida. We've got sites in Miami-Dade, Broward, and Palm Beach counties. And all of our groups, it's not therapy, it's peer support, and it's for anyone who's lost a loved one. We have groups for ages 5 through adulthood, and when families come, they all come at the same time, and they... everyone goes into their own group according to their age at the same time. We give you a free pizza dinner. And it's just a great way to connect with other people in the community who are grieving.
Well, I see here that you have free weekly grief support groups in Parkland and Coral Springs at the Heron Heights Elementary. Are you serving the community that was affected by Marjorie Stoneham Douglas?
Absolutely. We opened just a few months ago our 10th site up in Parkland, and it serves everyone in Parkland and Coral Springs. And we did this in response to the unfortunate tragedy, the school shooting that happened at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas High School. But anyone is free to can come to those groups. Anyone who's had a loss due to death from that tragedy or any other is welcome to come to those free support groups.
Now, what would happen when somebody goes to one of these support groups? I've got to believe it's very difficult to talk about losing a loved one. I've lost a number of people recently, mm-hmm. from one of my best friends to one of the guys I mentor. They were both unexpected.
Sorry.
Well, that's okay. I'm dealing with a lot, as you well know. Mm-hmm. And there's losses that happen besides death. I mean, are there other losses, you know, people that move away, or they have something that happens, or is all centered around passing?
Yeah, so in our groups, we focus specifically on grief. However, when you lose a loved one, there's often a lot of other things that are going on. So in our groups are only for people who have a loss due to death, but we invite everything else in the group, so whatever else is going on in their lives. But we do acknowledge, of course, that there are other kinds of losses. It's just that this is our expertise in these groups, and that, you know, those who are grieving, especially children and young adults, they often have nowhere to turn, and they often don't know others who are going through what they're going through. So finding a supportive community can be extremely helpful.
Wow. So, my master's in applied positive psychology. You're coming on the show as much as you want. My gosh. High five to you for that. But let me tell you the real thing you brought to our community that I've taken big time advantage of. And let me tell you, I saw it breakfast today.
Yeah.
I saw Norikawa at breakfast today. You know who that is, right? Of course you do, because you were there founding the sacred space with Carla. You keep bringing more, there's more positive energy to you than almost anybody else I know. My gosh.
Oh, thanks.
Oh,
thanks.
Come on. The sacred space in Noor hold a special place for us. That's where, my gosh, they provided incredible support for my wife. We had an event for my wife at the sacred space. So high five to you for bringing all this beautiful stuff. Now, you also do this in the Overtown community, which they're definitely affected by loss.
Yes, absolutely. We're going to be starting a program next January. A grief education program where we're going to offer free grief education for community professionals in Overtown. That's for those who are working with kids and families, you know, in after school programs or in schools, or, you know, in the healthcare system, and just offering them some education in grief, in trauma, in self-care, you know, trauma stewardship, helping themselves, and also, as you mentioned before, positive psychology. You know, and unfortunately, all over South Florida, there's a lot of loss, but we wanted to create a program specific to the needs of the Overtown community. So we'll be working on that and launching it next year.
My gosh, you're like inching your way up into my to becoming one of my top favorite people in town. Keep going. I mean, I'm done having your mom and your dad on. You're the star of the show here. My gosh.
Thank you. Thank you, Jim.
Okay. So let's talk a little positive psychology. The world out there in general is hurting. They're stressed from every corner, everything that they see, everything that they do. What can they do to calm down and to keep things in perspective, Shira?
Well, I think there's a few things. I think, you know, when there's a lot of chaos going, you need to take time to pause. You need to make sure that you spend quality time with people you love, family and friends, and take some time for yourself, whether that's in nature or finding some quiet time. And I think also compassion goes a long way. I think that it's about getting more connected to others. And, you know, that's actually something that we learn in our grief support groups, you know, that when you're going through really difficult times, you have to learn to build compassion for one another and for yourself and know that things are tough. And, you know, I really think that social support, you know, there's nothing like that. That's the best thing you can do for your well-being.
100%. You know, when I was going through the search for my wife's kidney transplant, I finally made it through. God bless my wife and God bless Betty DeMartini, our donor. I read an article in the Wall Street Journal that talked about resiliency. And they said that people, you know, they said that there's a big misnomer. People, you know, there's the common colloquial thing people go around and they say, well, you know, the person made it through hard times, they can face it. Well, not really. You made it through once, you may not make it through again. You know you can, you know you did, but you don't know how, maybe. And the most important thing that they said was that you had to have people that believed in you, that were supportive of you, that were compassionate and understood where you were going and then supported you emotionally with gestures, thoughts, and just energy field so that you could get through. And without that, you were never going to make it, no matter how many times you've been through it before.
Of course, you know, your mindset, your mood, they really impact how you get through tough times. And so sometimes when you're feeling, you know, down in the dumps, it's important to have other people to lift you up. And sometimes it's actually important for when you're feeling like things are really difficult to be able to lift others up.
Yes.
You know, that can really empower you and remind you that, you know, you've still got something in you left. Perspective. Another thing that we learn in our groups, a lot of times in our grief groups, what happens is, you know, you're having a really hard day and you see something in someone else and you maybe give them some advice. And then you say, you know what? Look at that. Look at how far I've come, that I've been able to help someone else. And I thought I was really stuck. Or sometimes you just hear something that somebody else says. And it can be, you know, when you're with others, sometimes your solutions come more easily because you can kind of sit back and observe. And that makes you feel more creative.
Well, listen, so this is amazing.
Perspective's important.
This is amazing. Listen, before we go, I want to make sure we get in some information about the event. Please tell us about the event.
Yes. Great. So we are having our annual 5K zoo run at Zoo Miami. It's called Steps for Healing. We do it every year. It's going to be Saturday, November 17th. It starts at 8 in the morning and registration begins at 6:30. It's a 5K. It's time. So if you're a runner, you'll love it. And we actually run through the zoo. If you're a walker, you'll love it too.
Gosh,
no one's forcing you to run. You can bring your whole family. We give out free breakfast. Bernie from the Heat will be there. We'll have activities for the kids, free t-shirts, and then you get to stay at the zoo all day for free. So it's a wonderful family day.
Gosh.
And for us, it's really a way to tell people about our free grief services. Most people learn about them because a friend tells them about it when they're in a time of need. So this is a great way for us to spread awareness about our free grief support group. And so we hope to see everybody on Saturday, November 17th at Zoo Miami.
How do they get information? How do they get information? Yeah, I talked over you.
No problem. You go to stepsforhealing.org and you can register there. You can also call our office, 888-988-5555. 5438, and that's the Children's Bereavement Center, and the event is called Steps for Healing.
One more time, Shira. People, get your pencils out. This is a great event. You're going to want to go to the to the zoo for free. It's a great way to start the holiday season. Let's not forget that's the weekend before the Thanksgiving break, so a lot of kids will be getting prepared to get out of school. So it's going to be a great time for everybody at the zoo. Shira, you're on. Go.
All right. So that's Saturday, November 17th at Zoo Miami. The race begins at 8 a.m., registration at 6:30. To find out more information, you can go to stepsforhealing.org. And this is a great way. It's going to run for a great cause. This is how we keep our grief support groups free for the whole community, for kids and families and adults who need it most. And you can also call our office, 888-988-5438.
Sure, you're tremendous. We have to get together at the plant restaurant there at the Sacred Space.
Yes, let's do it.
Oh, you, me, my wife, Carla. Oh, we're going to bring Wanda, everybody. We're going to just have a positive energy love fest.
Oh, I can't wait. Looking forward to it.
Oh,
thanks so much for having me, Dan.
Oh, it's my pleasure. What great positive energy. Applied positive psychology. That's a degree everybody should get. All right, Shira, thanks so much. We've got DJ Van Curen. It's my pleasure. DJ's holding on the other line. He's the person that's behind the Real Estate Family Office magazine. He works at the Heyman Family Office. He is the man on family office stuff, and we are going to talk about the impact of blockchain on real estate. Stick with us. Gonna be awesome, baby!
Yeah, like I don't care, baby, by the way.
Not be happy after listening to all that. There's always a place to go. No matter how low you feel, you can go and call the Children's Bereavement Center. We gave out the numbers before, but you can call them at 888-988-5438. And hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you got to check out my friends. I'll have to say this, my family, the folks at Warren Henry Automotive. That's right. If you're looking for Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, Jaguar, no problem. Audi, they've got them up in Gainesville. Any other brand you need, they've got them down in the Keys. So you call the folks at Warren Henry, they'll get you what you need. And they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service, and a personal assistant. You can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my wife, and my mom. That's right, even my mom. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry. Let's get happy.
Bring me down. Jim Freed and Wanda Miles.
You made them cry.
On 880.
You made us feel like we could fly.
The Biz.
Hey, this is Jim Freed. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FREED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking. Hey, everybody, that's right. And if you're looking to do a real estate deal, give me a call at 305-773-6300. My firm is Sandstone Realty Advisors. We were just ranked one of the top 25 real estate companies in South Florida by revenue. That's right. And we're also one of the Family Office Real Estate Advisors Global Leaders. That's by Family Capital Magazine. So give us a call at 305-773-6300. Maybe you need a private loan. Give us a call. We work with our friends at Spectrum Mortgage to get you a private loan. We can close in a week. $1 million, $2 million, $5 million, $15 million. We'll get it done. Need a joint venture? Need an equity partner? Help you with that too. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
Like money?
Don't move that dial. More to come on 880 The Biz.
Where money talks.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Freed.
All right, we are back, and we are back with my, I'll have to call him my good friend, DJ Van Curen. I hope he won't counteract me, but I know I am. Hey, DJ, how you doing?
Good, Jim. How are you doing?
All right, now, DJ is a senior officer for the Hayman Family Office over in Los Angeles. He's a author of all these great books. He publishes a great real estate magazine for the family office sector. Welcome back to the show, DJ Van Curen.
Thanks, Jim, for having me.
Now,
pleasure
as
always.
Oh, it's my pleasure. Listen, I was out with a banker this morning. We were talking about the future of real estate finance, and out of nowhere, the guy goes, you know, I went to this conference about blockchain. It's coming in. That's the way to go. I go, yeah, but I don't understand it without a chart. Can you help me understand it without a chart, DJ?
Yeah, so, and this is something that is, you know, I took this on to present at a couple conferences because I really wanted to learn more about it. And when I did, it's something that's coming quicker than people imagine, and something that's going to have a dramatic impact on the real estate industry. And what's interesting, it's not only here in the U.S., but globally. And actually, a lot of countries are far ahead of us. So what happens is that it's taking advantage of technology in order to streamline systems, processes, and controls, to be honest. That's really the ultimately what it comes down to. And it's like having a ledger, which is online, to collect all of this data.
So basically, from what I understand, is that there's like unique markers that go along with the transaction. And now in today's world, there's a piece of paper. The piece of paper, maybe it's now a scanned piece of paper, but there's a piece of paper. It's in a file. The file's there. You go do, and you finally get there. But somebody still has to do due diligence, and somebody can file a bad piece of paper. This thing, it's like a computer code, and it gets all locked together. Now you know my exact total knowledge of blockchain. Help me out, DJ.
Well, let's first talk about, you know, some of the impact that it's actually going to have in the real estate industry, and I think it's going to answer some of these questions. So back in 2017, there was about $1 trillion of dry powder, so money that was available to invest in real estate. Well, in order to facilitate that amount of money for transactions, there'd be about 10% of that would go toward costs. There'd be 500 pages per transaction, which would come to about 5 trillion pages. The other thing is that you were dealing with incompatible systems. So your information might be different than the title company, which is different than the law firm, right, which is different than the mortgage company.
And they're all in different formats.
You have all these different formats. You have all these separate ledgers. It's very labor intensive, and you've got countless intermediaries and third parties involved, right? And you've also got that lack of knowledge of the transaction status. I mean, how many times have you been in the middle of a transaction, right, whether it's a property or a mortgage, and you're like, okay, what's going on with this?
Yeah, where's my check? How come the check didn't clear? Did they send the wire? Where's the wire? What's the status of the wire? Where is it in the system? That's the most important question.
That's right. And so it's highly inefficient, and even though it's repetitive, something that's being done every single day, right? It's just very, very inefficient because you have all these various parties.
And it's starting from fresh. Everything starts fresh.
It does, every single time. And, I mean, when you look at the mortgage industry, you know, you're supposed to keep records for 8 years. So that's about 40 trillion pages. So now you're going to get rid of all of those pages. You're going to be getting rid of a lot of the people that are part of that process. And that's one of the biggest areas, too, I don't think people realize, is that, you know, there's trillions of dollars made with title insurance companies. Well, if you can get rid of them, you can also get rid of some of the attorneys. You can get rid of the analysts in some cases. And there's going to be a variety of different industries that are going to be significantly impacted because you don't need them anymore.
Well, talk about why the title insurance person is going to go away. I think I know the answer, but I'm not going to step on your thunder here. Go for it.
Well, the one of the biggest reasons is because it costs a lot of money, right, and time to make sure you've got clean title. So if you're going to buy a property, you're going to make sure that you're going to get it without any problems.
Yeah, but
right?
That's because of the document review. The document review has to be started from, like, well, Columbus came over on the whatever it was, Nina the Pinta and the Santa Maria, and then they did the right. That was in Florida, so it was part of the Louisiana Purchase. And then, I mean, it goes from there, and it really does. That's what's ridiculous. And they start from zero every single time.
Yeah. And, so what ends up happening is that you're going to end up having a digital identity, right? That would end up streamlining the whole process and that information. And the other thing too is that, you know, if you make a change to something, somebody else can't make a change differently, right? So you're going to reduce fraud as well.
Then it's
going to be information that you can't go back on and make a change to it. And so when you go to it, it's going to be stored and readily available.
Yeah, but let's stop, because so, you jumped over something that's really important. And what you jumped over is that it's locked in there forever. They don't have to go back right. to the beginning. They just go back to the last person because it's already uniquely defined forever. Or am I wrong?
No, you're correct. You're correct. And you're not going to be able to necessarily go back and make changes. And so, you know, now a big part of fraud, especially from a mortgage side, is you've got mortgage fraud, right? People making changes to the recording and people making changes to the information that's related to that transaction.
Or if they have a title, they lie and they say they have title or they don't, I can push a button and I can see the whole thing on my computer if I got the right code now. Is that true?
Well, actually, it's not going to be that you can press a button and see it. It's that it's automatically going to happen as part of that process.
Wow. So there's a whole new software, but there's going to be a whole new closing system.
Well, that's the whole thing. When you go through from A to Z, and that's not even talking about smart contracts, which also is going to speed up the process and streamline everything significantly. Because when you go through, let's say on a lease, you're going to have what's called smart identities, which is automatically going to do background checks and check for liens and everything else. And then you're going to end up having this contract, which will automatically be put together. And then it will also track like payments and cash flow management, et cetera, which is going to give you real-time data. So everything is going to be just, you know, done all together at once. And you know, the same thing with the title registry. Now, we do have things that we have to deal with in the U.S. where you've got different municipalities, right? And you've got all these different government entities that a lot of it are still paper. Some of it are, trying to put it online, et cetera. And ultimately, if we're going to have a truly streamlined system, everybody's going to have to get on board. And that's probably what's going to be the toughest thing to happen. Now, Vermont has been the first state that actually embraced this. And they did a transaction using blockchain and cryptocurrency. That's the first state. And Illinois is also looking at it. But if you were to look around the world, I would guess we're probably about 10 years behind in our commitment to using blockchain, you know, for these purposes in real estate.
Why do they call it blockchain?
Because you're going from a block to block, one that can't be changed again, right?
So it's really a block of information that's created in a locked-in chain that can't be changed. It's locked in, and that's what reduces all the fraud.
Yeah. So they're recorded chronologically and publicly, right? So it's a step by step of what's happening. So yes.
Okay. Well, listen.
And each of them has each block contains a certain cryptographic set of information, which has a timestamp, right, and transaction data. So every time something, it's building upon itself as you go forward.
Listen, we got to take a break. Do you want to stick with us and give us a little more on this on the other side?
Yeah, that'd be great.
Awesome. Okay, we're going to take a break right now. We're going to go do some ads, and then we'll be back. I want to remind everybody, early voting today ended at 6:30 in Florida, but it'll start again tomorrow morning. Get out and vote early. Research your candidates. Look into Nikki Fried, my niece. Look into Nikki Fried. I think if you do, you'll be happy. So we'll be back. Wanda, take it away. Play some more of that good music that's going to be coming out this weekend. I know what you're doing. I know who you're playing. So, Wanda, what's debuting this weekend?
It's debuting tonight.
Oh, what is?
Big screens.
All right.
Bohemian Rhapsody.
I know that's going to be your favorite movie.
I love Queen.
I know you do. I know what else you love. You love our friends at Warren Henry. I know you love them. Hey, and when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. That's right. You check out Warren Henry Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar up in Gainesville. They've got Audi, and down in Key West, just got about just about everything. They're all exceptional cars. They all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, red cap service. I love saying that. And a personal assistant you can call for anything, anytime for 4 years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service. Always Warren Henry.
Every year, tens of thousands of children in Florida are abused or neglected. Many will be victims of sexual abuse, usually by someone they know and trust. Sometimes adults can miss the signs, and children don't always know how to ask for help. If you suspect a child is being abused, report it today. Don't miss the signs. Report child abuse. Call 1-800-962-2873. Sponsored by the Florida Department of Children and Families, Lawrence Kids, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this radio station.
880 The Biz. Time saver traffic.
This report is brought to you by the Foundation for a Better Life. Right now, we're still seeing delays in the Palmetto northbound. We had an accident earlier that got your shoulder blocked on Northwest 36th Street. Expect those delays from Northwest 25th Street. And we've got an accident on the Don Shula southbound. Your shoulder's blocked right before the turnpike. Expect that stop-and-go traffic from Snapper Creek. And be careful for a broken-down car in the Palmetto westbound. Your left lane is blocked right at Northwest 17th Avenue. That's your South Florida traffic. I'm Christina Melendez.
Hey, everybody, if you need a real estate transaction done, well, you just give me a call. Jim Fried at 305-773-6300. I'm the founder and president and CEO of Sandstone Realty Advisors. This year, we were ranked in the top 25 by revenue for real estate firms here in South Florida. So give me a call at 305-773-6300 through our private lending relationship with Spectrum Mortgage. We can help you close a deal in a week. That's right. 1 week, give me a call. One person makes the decision. We'll qualify you. We'll get a commitment that day. We'll close in a week. If you need cash, that's right. Maybe you're looking to pull cash out of a piece of property. I can do that too. We deal with a lot of family offices that look for those types of investments. They may even joint venture the real estate deal with you. That's right. I was recognized as a family office real estate advisor global leader by Family Capital Magazine. Thank you so much, DJ Van Kuren, for the introduction to them. And we can help you get financed. So give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Maybe you've got zeros in your cash and your 1040 because you're depreciating everything. Working with somebody like that too. Why give me a call? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Freed on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
All right, we are back, and we are back with my good friend DJ Van Kuren. He's a senior officer at the Heyman Family Office over in Los Angeles. He's been involved with the family office industry for many, many years. He's one of the recognized authors and experts in the field. He has his own magazine. Welcome back, DJ Van Kuren.
Thanks, Jim.
All right. Now, we were talking about blockchain. What are some of the buzzwords that people need to know about blockchain?
The biggest buzzword, to be honest with you, is disruption.
Okay. Tell me why.
And how it's going to – well, because you're able to reduce costs, right, increase efficiency and speed – right, you can improve the traceability, You also can improve the security, and you have greater transparency so you know what's going on, right? And once again, you know, this allows for the information, which is done digitally, to be distributed but not copied. So, you know, it speeds up the whole process. What used to take days, you know, for a closing, you're going to be able to do in a matter of minutes, to be honest with you, if not even more than that. But it's not just in real estate. I mean, this is going to – this has the ability to impact on healthcare, you know, the finance industry, you know, the education, voting. I mean, it just – it is just so many ways that it can impact all this information, which is going to, you know, have a lot of people be displaced, make things happen faster, quicker, less expensive. I mean, it's the, you know, we're back in 1998 all over again in many regards.
Well,
and this is even going to be, in my prediction, much larger than self-driving cars, which, you know, you look at the impact for that and trucks, you know, when they end up being self-driving, well, it's not only going to impact all the truck drivers, it's also going to impact all the people that were at the cafes and the rest stops that they'd stop off at. And then the money that they would make, they would go into town and they'd be, you know, using it for dry cleaning or whatever the case is. And so it's really an exponential factor that's affecting, you know, with these self-driving vehicles. Well, and blockchain is going to be, you know, 10 times that.
Well, I really think that the big thing that we haven't talked about is that it really depends on, it sounds to me like artificial intelligence is going to have a role in this. Is that true?
No, I wouldn't say artificial intelligence in the sense where, you know, artificial intelligence, I was speaking to somebody earlier about this today, that's more of you know, data in, data out, so that the more data that there is, it'll come down and let's say that it's looking for some medical issue and they put in all the information of what could be the potential medical problem and it gets rid of all the possibilities and limits it down to say, oh, this is what it is, right? So that's all based upon prior information. This is more of the contractual part of a business process that's happening,
well,
right? So once again, as you go through the real estate transaction, you know, you've got to look on the MLS, you've got to come up with the contracts, you got to have legal documents together, right? It's the process that's happening to facilitate that transaction, where AI is more about, you know, the smarts to figure out what to do.
Okay, well, we've only got about a minute left, DJ.
Sure.
You know, what would be an investor play on this? You know, your work at a family offices, how are the family offices focusing on playing in this sector and making a play and making money with this?
You know, that's a good question, because there's not a lot of families that have really, really gotten actively into this space. The one thing I will tell you is that, you know, this cryptocurrency, there's a tremendous amount of opportunities out there, and everybody's heard of Bitcoin, et cetera. You know, the biggest thing that I could say is that look for companies that can, you know, have a, it's not just a white paper that they're talking about this concept, but things that can be actually utilized. So one of the biggest uses of this blockchain and cryptocurrency is actually with the financial means for people overseas. So if you're going to transfer, send money from the U.S. back to your old country in the Philippines or whatnot, you know, how can you do that? So because Western Union charges makes billions of dollars a year, right, from all those transaction fees. They're charging 30-40% in some cases for somebody to get their money. Well, this is going to eliminate all those costs, all those fees. So if a company, for example, is going to provide services like that through blockchain for the transfer of monies, then that is something I would look for, because you can reduce costs.
DJ, why don't you tell folks a little bit about the magazine? Tell them where they can find you, find the magazine, get involved with the magazine. We only got a couple seconds left here.
Sure. So it's familyofficeren.com. So familyofficeren.com. And, you know, that's a magazine that was specifically made to focus on providing educational information, primarily for families or very high net worth people. And, you know, we'll cover everything from the opportunity zones, which has been a big topic, to legal strategies, to tax strategies, and, you know, everything that we're talking about. And it's all focused on real estate will be in there as well. So I'd suggest for people to go online. They can see the magazines online, but they can also order their hard copy. And hopefully you got yours.
Oh, yeah.
We sent one over to you.
Oh, yeah. Thank you so much. I love my copy. Now, where do they go online? Tell them where to go online again.
Yeah, it's at Family Office REM for Real Estate Magazine. FamilyOfficeREM.com.
Thank you so much, DJ, for bringing the family office perspective from the investor side to the show. We look forward to having you on again, and I already know what we're going to be talking about. It'll be opportunity zones. There you go. I got you to laugh. Okay, we're going to be back with our last segment. It's going to be all about why you should vote, who you should vote for, and obviously I'm going to tout Nikki Fried, but the most important thing you do is you go out, you vote your conscience, you get involved, you learn about the issues, you learn about the people, and then go out and V-O-T-E. Hashtag vote early. Wanda, take it.
This is that ice cold Michelle fight for that white gold. This one for them hood girls, them good girls, straight masterpieces. Stylin', wildin', living it up in the city. Got Chucks on with Saint Laurent. Gotta kiss myself, I'm so pretty. I'm too hot.
Hot dang. Can I say that? I said dang. All right. All right. Hey, when you're looking to buy or lease a car, you want to get every advantage that you can. That's why you have to check out Warren Henry. High five to my good friends at Warren Henry. Land Rover, Range Rover, Infiniti, and Jaguar. Of course, they've got their Audi store in Gainesville. Wow, they got smoking hot cars up there. They got great cars down in their big store in Key West. That's right. Go down there. What do they have in common? Well, they all come with the Warren Henry Advantage. That means complimentary dent repair, key replacement, first service, Red Cap service, and a personal assistant that you can call for anything, anytime for four years. So join me, my mom, and my beautiful wife, Vivian. We're all members of the Warren Henry family. You should be too. Always the best price, always the best service, always Warren Henry.
Don't believe me, just why.
Jim Fried and Wanda Mile.
You want to put that on this phone, please? Hello?
On 880, The Biz.
Hello? You tell me when.
Hey, this is Jim Fried. Connect to Capital Investment Service and Opportunities 24/7, 365 with RealConnects, the industry's largest online marketplace, connecting real estate professionals to one another to close more business in less time, at less cost, and in ways never before possible. Don't take my word for it. See why the Miami Association of Realtors, the CCIMs, and major institutions like Inland Real Estate are doing it all today on RealConnect.com. Don't forget to use the code FRIED at your checkout for a 10% discount. Remember, Real Connects, the future of real estate networking. Oh, it's time for me to talk about Sandstone Realty Advisors. That's right. I'm the founder and president of Sandstone Realty Advisors, and we help people every day with their real estate issues. If you got a challenge, I'm probably going to have a solution. Maybe you need a private loan. Well, with our representation that we have with Spectrum Mortgage, well, Spectrum has been around for 35 years. They're South Florida's oldest private lender. And with them, one person will make the decision, will commit that day, will get you your loan in sometimes less than a week. $5, $10, $15 million. That's right. We can do that. Dade, Broward, Monroe, Palm Beach counties, all the way up to Orlando, Tampa, and Fort Myers, too. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. We can help you. You are from out of the USA, non-resident. I can get you a loan. Give me a call at 305-773-6300. Why? Because when you call me, it's all about you.
You're listening to Fried on Business. To talk to Jim and his guests, call 305-541-2350. That's 305-541-2350. Now, back to your host, Jim Fried.
I want to give a shout-out to my new client, Frank. He said he'd be listening. So, Frank, here's a shout-out to you now. Get me that information so we can get your loan closed as soon as possible, just like I say in the ad. All right, now, we're going to talk about why you should be voting. We all know that the election's coming up. You should vote early. There's early voting sites all across the state of Florida, but there's a catch. Early voting, I believe it ends tomorrow. It ends probably about 6:30 tomorrow. So get out there and vote if you can, because on Tuesday, Election Day, guarantee you lines will be real long. Takes about 15 minutes to go through that ballot, maybe even 20, to go through that ballot and get your votes right. You should have reviewed your ballot. You should know who you want to vote for. You should do your research. You should walk in there with a list. You should bang it out and you should leave so that the next person can vote, because it's going to be nuts. It's going to be crazy. Get out there and vote early and vote often. Now, I'm going to obviously advocate for Nikki Fried. The NRA is spending millions to defeat her at this point. She carries a gun, for crying out loud. She's got a permit. Why are the NRA against her? Because she told the NRA that they would not be making the laws in the state of Florida anymore. The people will. That's right. It's a public safety issue. It's not the NRA that owns the state of Florida. It is the people. They do not own our government. We do. Another issue she's very in favor of is medical cannabis. I've been taking medical cannabis. It's helping me with my back. It's helping me sleep. I met today with a banker who's, you know, he's taking medical cannabis because he can't sleep and for anxiety. It's the real thing. You hear Michelle Wiener on our show all the time talking about the benefits of medical marijuana. The state of Florida voted for it. Our legislators and all the people in charge today have been stopping it, blocking it at every turn. Get rid of them. Put in Nikki. Oh, and you say, well, Nikki, she's a lobbyist. Yeah, she lobbied for the Broward County School Board for 6 years. So Nikki's for kids. She's for public safety. Oh, she's for the environment. The guy she's running against, he's had 8 years on the committee that handles the water pollution and stuff. It's filthy in Naples where the guy lives. Imagine what he thinks about this water stuff. Nikki has been in the plane with my friends that are Republicans, flying over the green algae, and the Republican people are voting for her. She's leading by double digits in the polls with independent voters, because when people take time to research and care, they're going to pick somebody who's compassionate, who's motivated, who grew up here, who has lobbied for the kids, who is all about public safety, and for crying out loud, clean water. How can you vote against clean water? It's just ridiculous. And now let's talk about the agriculture part. Maybe somebody's a farmer. Maybe somebody works on a farm. Maybe they've seen the citrus greening and all this frost and all these offshore competition that's come in from NAFTA. Well, she wants to help fix all that. And hey, if you really want to know what the cash crop is going to be in 10 years from now, go to your grocery store. Look in the mescaline greens section. You're going to see hemp, industrial hemp. And I got a secret for you. It isn't grown in Florida right now because our elected officials today, they won't let you do it. And that, I guarantee you, will be the top crop in the state of Florida within 10 years. As climate change comes and as things evolve, maybe we're not going to be perfect for the kind of crops we have today. We need a plan for all that. We need somebody like Nikki Fried. So I want you to go out there. Don't take it from me. Not just because I've been standing at the corner of Biscayne 36 for the last 4 days holding up my sign, which I just waved on our Facebook stuff that we do here in the studio. No. I want you to go out. I want you to learn about the issues. I want you to take time. And then I want you to vote for the person that you believe in. The person that you believe is best, not just for you, but for your neighbor. And for your children, and for your children's neighbors, and for the future of Florida. Because let me tell you, all we got to leave our kids is what we've got. And we've got to be good stewards. And I'm telling you, the people that have been in charge, they just have been letting it go to, I'm going to make it funny, they've been letting it go to pot. I thought that was a funny.
That's kind of funny.
I thought so.
Actually, early voting's on through Sunday.
It is on through Sunday. Where can people vote?
Early voting sites, you have to go online for all that, but it's 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. There's all sorts of places all over the county.
Vote early. Get out there.
Yeah.
You meet your community. I've gone to different polling places, putting up Nikki Fried signs. Everybody is so nice. The people that are out there, they're just fun. They want to have a good time. I've been out at Vizcaya. I've been out at Lemon City. I've been at 36th and Biscayne. I've been everywhere. And tomorrow, I'm going to be at the Ice Palace, and I'm going to hear Nikki Fried introduce Barack Obama.
Very nice.
Oh, my gosh. My skin is getting goose pimply. I can't believe it.
I might want to check that out.
Oh, well, you should call me. Call me.
You're sitting in front of me.
Well, wave at me.
All right, then.
Okay, hi.
Hey.
Okay, so that's where I'll be tomorrow, so you already know. And so let's go through it again. First, the NRA is spending millions to defeat the 40-year-old woman from Broward County that's running for state AG, agriculture, and commissioner. You go, why? Because she told the lady that runs the lobbying for the NRA that the agriculture commission office will not be hers anymore. It will be run by the people of the state of Florida. Why does the NRA not like her? Well, maybe it's because she wants to take all this messed up permitting that's been going on with all the bureaucrats and give it to where it belongs, at the Florida Department of Law Enforcement. That's right. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement isn't the one that's checking out the IDs. It's some bureaucrat who checks on the Florida Department of Law Enforcement system. If it's working and they can get there, which they haven't been for over a year. It's ridiculous. Then, medical cannabis. A big, fat, stinking supermajority in this state voted for medical cannabis. Why can't we get it? Because the people that she's running against have been blocking it. Clean water. They've had their chance. Look how green the water is where the guy comes from. Nikki's flown with my friends and the Republicans looking at the clean water, at the dirty water, and figuring out and working with her constituents to try to make the water clean and save our beaches, which that's why people come here. So go out, vote early for Nikki Fried. Wanda, what do you think?
I think there's lots of issues that are on tap. Have we talked about all the other issues like the immigration stuff, the health care, the...
Well, immigration, I'm not going to give a personal opinion on immigration except for the fact that my wife's family is immigrants. Yeah. I think that everybody, unless they're a Native American, their family is an immigrant. I think that, look, if these people came that are on the train, there's 7,000, the guy's sending 15,000 soldiers to the border for logistics. Yeah. What is that, 2-to-1? That's are they going to be their butler when they get here?
No.
Okay, well, I mean, it's ridiculous. It's all just a political show. They need to make a fix. And we need to vote for people that are going to cross the aisle. For crying out loud, Nikki will cross the aisle. She has friends on both sides, for crying out loud. That was one of the objections that people had to her, was that she's friends with Ashley Moody, who's a Republican, running on the other ticket. So there, that's my thought on immigration. What's the other one?
We also have all the Puerto Ricans that have moved to Florida since then, so that
well, that'll be interesting
that
because
makes it
DeSantis
more interesting.
Said that Trump did a great job in Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
you know, but he didn't. We all know that.
Yep.
So I'm hoping that the Puerto Ricans are getting informed, and they're going to vote for people that are going to vote for them.
They
work for
here.
Them.
Once they move here, they can vote.
What else?
So we've also got, did we do the guns? Well, yeah, you talked
we
about
talked
the
about guns.
Guns.
Fred Gutenberg, the father of the woman that got killed at Marjorie Stoneham Douglas.
Yes.
He endorses Nikki. Go look on my webpage for Fred introducing Nikki at a beautiful event that was thrown up for her in Broward County by the Tannenfelds. Oh, my gosh. We only have like a minute left, right?
Yes.
Okay. Vote, vote, vote.
Over
get out there.
3.5 million people have already voted. Get in line.
Get in line. Get started. It's about to end, and there's nothing more important. This is the most important election in our lifetime.
Yes, it is.
Until the next one.
Exactly.
All right. Thank you to our sponsors, Warren Henry Automotive, the NFL Alumni Association, Carlson International, Real Connects, Turkel Brands, the Bergstrom Center for Real Estate Studies. I want to thank you, our listeners. Thanks to our guests from the Children's Bereavement Society, and also DJ Van Curen from the Family Office Real Estate Magazine. Want to thank you, our listeners. Go on our Facebook page, like our show, watch the show, tell your friends, join our community, give us feedback and comments, tell us who you want to hear from. Tweet at me, Jim Fried at Fried on Business, Facebook, LinkedIn, YouTube, the website. Thank you, Robert Pitts, for the great website. Join us all the time. The website, the show will be up on the website probably tonight or tomorrow morning. If you missed today's show, like I said, go to freedombusiness.com. It'll be there. This is Jim Fried for Fried on Business. Look for us on 8 a.m. next Thursday at 6. Why? Because I love doing this. We'll be broadcasting live from the Bergstrom Center of Real Estate Studies event in downtown on Brickell. Remember, the person that wants to do something finds a way, the other finds an excuse. Now go out there and make it happen. Wanda, Play it!
Queen opens tonight.
Yeah!
Jim Fried and Wanda Miles.
I can tell you from experience, the effect you have on others is the most valuable currency there is.
On 880, The Biz.
No blood, no stain. All we need is
one world, one vision.
One flesh, one bone, one true religion. One
life is on the line and on the ballot this year. There are many important...